Crump, Secretary of Ballartown Football Club. You are listening to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast with Jonah and Weber.
Well, we haven't spoken to each other for a while, but the new season is almost upon us and we're back in business. Welcome to the JD Welsh Premier League podcast. Jonah is back in his castle after visiting his West Wales chateau. I was out a couple of weeks in Butlins. How are you?
Yeah, all right, Mark. Lovely summer. Enjoying it, but very much looking forward to the league again. You know, we've had a good break this time. I think we haven't had no Euros or anything to watch, but we watched the World Cup. But we're looking forward to the Welsh Premier very much.
Well, there's lots to talk about. I mean, me and you haven't spoken for a while, actually. We haven't spoken about the end of the season. We haven't spoken about Bangor. We haven't spoken about the European campaign. I'll probably touch on all of that later on. But here we go. Another season. People are already signing players. Are there one or two teams that are catching your eyes who have really got the checkbook out or are really making a statement at this moment?
Nobody really knows what anybody's going to do yet, but there's some good squads being put together now. Last season, it was so tough to get in the top six, and it's just going to be just as tough to get in there again. And there's been some movement of players, perhaps more this year than there have been in previous years. You know, you've got Barry signed a few, Carmarthen signed a few, Llan Dudno obviously signed a few. They seem to be the team who've signed some excellent signings. They've signed Kai Edwards and Mike Pearson, two, you know, excellent defenders, two good footballers. They signed John Owen from Aberystwyth. That's a surprise because I thought Owen was excellent for Aberystwyth, but that's a great signing. And George Addy also. So they've added four, you know, class players at least there. And they might put Llan Dudno up amongst the ones who be under pressure to make the top six, if you like.
Now, I've heard this, and we obviously know Ewan very well, and Ewan went into Llan Dudno late last season and probably didn't have a chance to weave as much magic as he'd like to have. Now it's his turn, it's his time. But there's always a danger when you bring some new signings in, however good they are, you've got to give them the time to get through. Do you wonder whether Llan Dudno have got that time?
This is his team now. This will be called his team now. You know, he obviously... I think the word was about that there was a few players going last year, and he's come in and he's done his job. He's done what he wanted to do, so you can't fault him at all. He's gone most probably and said to the board, "I want these players," and they've gone. By the look of it, they've gone and backed him. So, you know, his team now, and they look an exciting team. And going back to when Alan Morgan qualified for Europe, well, did know in their first year back in, that was a revelation. So. You know, could you produce the same thing now and be pushing with Llan Dudno for Europe? His squad, a really exciting squad. It's still, you know, with the likes of Toby Jones there, you know, one of a left peg. And I seen on their website they got four of the Wales C team who played last year. So, yeah, they looking exciting. And this is it for young Ewan. He could prove himself, I think, now if he gets him into the... into the shake-up maybe for a top four spot, I think he would have done well even with his good signings. So big task in hand, but good luck to him.
Well, you've been with teams where you probably wanted a bit of a clear out and you wanted to bring in some fresh faces. Does it happen overnight? Is it more of a risk than trying to get the best out of what you've got?
Yeah, but at least the risk is yours. The risk is yours, Mark, because you're bringing the players in. You know, you'll obviously, the chairman will say to you, why are we bringing him in and what can he offer us? Well, you and I will have all them answers, and they will come in as his own men. So when he went there, he'd done a great job at Carnarvon, and last year, I'm sure it was a learning process for him. It was a learning process. It was a step up again, of course. Carnarvon are up as well now, so that'll be two massive games now. Llan Dudno against Carnarvon. I think everybody will want to be watching them. And, the test is on for the young lad, but he's proved himself in the past. Why can't he do it again?
Well, I don't want to dwell too much on Llan Dudno. People may think, hold on, it's a bit odd because obviously, are we saying that they're going to be top one, top two by this? No, we're probably not. But what's interesting about the dynamic of Llan Dudno, I think, is because Llan Dudno had that taste of European football in their first season in the league, and the club has always had a chairman that's wanted to back them and put money into the league, and then it didn't happen for a while. That chairman's role is crucial in that, because I think that has come from Russ, and I think that has come from the money men at the top of Llan Dudno, that they needed a change.
Well, like you said, right, that you can do it. Obviously, money does help, but we don't know what sort of money they're getting. So, you know, we don't want to really fabricate stories about money. We just said, you know, they've signed good players, so obviously there has been some money spent. But you might have, it's just the way the league goes. I mean, last season, this point last season, I think we got to bring up straight away that everybody was nailing Hughie Griffiths' team odds on for relegation, and they end up getting into Europe. So whether you have money or not, the established clubs like TNS, we lost one of the established clubs now, like we said, and we'll talk about it later on, Bangor City, but the established clubs like Bala, Corners Quay and TNS won't be far away again. But it's there now for somebody to take the place of one of the big boys, Bangor, and try and prove themselves.
Well, you've already raised Hughie Griffiths and raised what Kevin Drood said. Come on now, you've been a bit disingenuous, because there is a bit of money in that club, isn't there? I think they quite liked the idea of playing that they were the little boys with no money last season, because there is a bit of new money in that club recently and a determination to do well. And I suppose we're into what you could call second season syndrome here. Well, that's what they've got to fight against. After impressing people so much now, everybody will expect them to be top six again, and then that's a pressure.
Listen, like you said, listen, they came from nowhere to get into Europe last year, and we know that. And he's built a formidable team there. Perhaps there's been a couple of quid, you know, rises for the decent players, but I don't think it's been that much of a dramatic alteration to their budget. So I just think they worked hard as a unit, and they got a good team spirit, and they proved that. You know, they fought hard in Europe, didn't they? They were one of the successes, almost, you know, of our little bit disappointing European summer. But for them again to come top six, like you said, it would be excellent for them to come top six. But then, who are you going to leave out? I'm sure we'll go on to that later on, because I'm sure Barry, after their wonderful first season coming seventh, they'll want to be top six. Llandudno will want to be top six. You know, we talked about resurgence under Neil Smothers with Carmarthen last year. They'll might want to be top six, so they'll have a better season at least. So, you know, everybody again is in the hat, and it's going to be so hard to nail the 1-12 once more.
Yeah, it's funny the way we're talking about clubs. You're absolutely mentioning names who we should be mentioning a little bit stronger. We will come to them. Every club will be talked about by the time we finish today. But, you know, the reason we're raising Llandudno is there seems to have been a bit of a spending spree there. We've raised Kevin Druids because, obviously, they did so well last season. The third team I want to raise, we've already talked about. And I tweeted about this earlier on in the season when they actually signed Lewis Baldwin. Carmarthen Town, I got to say, are really impressing me on two fronts already. One, the signings. They brought in some good players. Secondly, some of their pre-season results. Now, I know what everybody will say to me. Here we go. Well, no, you know, you can win 8-2 in a 8-1 in a pre-season friendly against Tom Pentra, and you can still be bottom of the league by the end of the year, which is very true. But I don't know. I think now that, you know, Smothers has got his fingers in the pie there, and he's running things, I think there's something about Carmarthen this season, you know.
Well, they proved, you know, in the latter stages of last season, right, that they got their act together, didn't they? Let's make no bones about it. They got their act together really well. And, you know, they forced their way up to 11th spot to save relegation. I know on the record it goes down as a relegation, but ultimately Smothers dragged them off the bottom of the table, got them to 11th, and it kept them in the league. And he got a good group of players there. I know the atmosphere is great down there. They're enjoying it, like we said, their pre-season. So I don't think I'd have any money on Carmarthen coming in the bottom two again this season. They got a good group of players, and once they, you know, they started to play a bit more open stuff towards the end of the season, and they were looking for goals instead of looking after their goals, and they seemed to enjoy it. So yeah, you could be right. They banging the goals in pre-season. They've got some good signings, and he had some good players there anyway. And I think Carmarthen came so close to going out of the league that it'd be like a breath of fresh air for them this season, starting from 0-0 with everybody else. They'll want to make a good start, and they won't want to hang about the bottom of the league definitely this year.
No, well, I'll tell you now, they are a banker for me for top six this season. I would put my neck on the line now, and I really think, well, I say a banker, I certainly think they'll be fighting for it. I don't think they'll be at the end of the table they were last season. And it is very tight for that fourth, fifth and sixth spot. So they might miss out on it slightly, but I see a different Carmarthen and Town playing in this league next season. And I think one of the things that will spur them on as we quickly rattle through all the other teams, they'll have a nice little derby on Boxing Day, won't they?
Llanelli, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant to see the Reds back up. I'm pleased. They're a great club, Llanelli. They're a wonderful ground, Stebanieth. Still a snooker table of a pitch. Brilliant place to play. And if the Reds get off to a good start, they're one of the clubs who could attract 400 or 500 every Friday or Saturday evening. And they've got a club with great tradition. And I'm glad to see them back in the league. Really glad to see them back in the league. And good luck to them.
Now, what people will say, of course, is last season's rise up the Welsh League was trundled fueled. And obviously, Leeds moved on now to Haverford West. What are you seeing in Llanelli that makes you feel that they won't struggle this season?
I just think they'll, obviously they've done really well last year in the Welsh League. They won it at a canter in the end, and they've got players who've been on the Welsh League, the Welsh Premier League scene. You know, they got ex Aberystwyth players, they got ex Port Talbot Town players, they got ex Barry Town players. So they're not coming up as novices. You know, they're not coming up without any knowledge of the league. Andy Hill played in the league and did well at Neath, and he knows the league as well. Andy Dyer, I think, and his brother Simon have gone in as coaches. So there's a lot of footballing knowledge there. Good Welsh Premier League people who... There'll be nobody's mugs, Llanelli. So every team will go in through them and put myself under more pressure already as to who will be in the bottom two. So I just see Llanelli again, if they can make a good start. Same as the other new boys, Carnarvon. It's always tough for the new boys. Always tough. But Carnarvon and Llanelli, they need to make them start. They need to make a decent start for each other. So it'll just take a little bit of pressure off and they can enjoy it. But they're two massive clubs. If you could have handpicked them, you might have handpicked Llanelli and Carnarvon as the two to come up, because they have plenty to offer this league. They have good football clubs, they have great sets of fans, and I just think they'll be a great addition to the league this season.
And we can't underestimate what Sean Eardley did at the end of the season for the Covey Army. He took over the reins and he made sure that they got the promotion that they wanted as well. So what are you seeing in Carnarvon Town that might persuade you to come up? And is there an expectation by some people, and by that I mean me, that actually Carnarvon Town could be big enough to mount a challenge for the top six in the first season?
Yeah, I think you could. You might not be far off there, because I went to watch them two or three times last season, and at home, they're a great outfit at home. They got their fans behind them. Most probably will be the most boisterous set of fans in the league, the Covey Army, when they're at home. And I seen them just take care of Barry in the Welsh Cup, 2-0. It won the greatest of days for Barry, but they were just razor sharp, and they were unlucky then when they got knocked out by TNS, but they got a good set of players. Again, quality all over the field. They got some players who've been with them 5 or 6, 7 years, so they're built as a team. And like you say, Sean Early coming in, they've done a great job towards the end. He got them over the line, and it won't be nobody, even when... I was at Port Talbot and Carmarthen, tough place to go, real tough place to go, Carnarvon Town away at the Oval. So, you know, I think their home form will be key. And I think if they can win, I suppose they play about 15 home games over the duration of the season. If they can win 10 home games out of their 15, they'll comfortably avoid anywhere near the bottom. But whether they can go for top six is a big ask. But great addition to the league, same as Llanelli.
Before we crack on and talk about Barry, of course, this has reminded me, talking about Llanelli and coming to talk about Barry, that Gary Lloyd had a little bit of a bad spell on the old illness front while we were away. Thankfully, he's pulled right through. He's a strong man. Nothing's going to beat him. Welsh Premier League legend. I want to say all the best to you, Gary. Hope you're listening to the podcast. And more importantly, hope that you get fit enough for us to see you back down our ground very soon and to see a game.
Absolutely. Absolutely, Mark. Legend. In my eyes, openly, I'll tell you, he was the best player I ever coached. And he's just a diamond of a bloke, and he's on his way back. I've been in touch with him a few times on the phone. Let's see him back on a circuit as quick as possible.
And the team he used to play for one time, Barry, we had slight hopes they might make it into the top six on their debut, well, their return season last season. Is it a certainty they will be there this season?
It's not a certainty, but I think I'd put them there. I think they can get fourth, fifth. I think they might even be challenging for fourth or fifth. I think they played Swansea City last week, and it was a Swansea City second outfit, but they won 2-0 against them. So that just goes to show you they're so well organised. Gav Chesterfield again, and his coaching staff have worked hard through the summer, and they go through everything. They really are. You only got to, from the outside looking in, they're run so professionally, one of the most professionally run teams in the league. Everything is done properly for the players, which makes the players feel comfortable in playing for them. And I think they'll be challenging this year. I think they just lacked, when Kane McGlagan got injured last season, they lacked a second, you know, somebody to help him out and take the brunt of the goal scoring away. But if they get sign a decent centre forward, which I think, you know, I think they have, it could take a bit of the heat off Kane, and they could be right up there this season. I think they won most of their home games last season. If they do the same again, they could be in with a shout at the third or fourth spot, even as high as that.
Now, they're attracting some good names as well, or, you know, certain other clubs are looking at ways of building for the future, because Mudu Ture has signed for them, hasn't he, from Newport County, or he's gone over there to play for Barry Town United for a spell, and they must be good to have those sort of players that being offered to you. I mean, I think that's a sign of how much Barry are respected, I suppose.
Definitely, Mark, definitely. I think he's a centre-forward as well, so he might be the man who, you know, we were just talking about to join up with Kane and start putting the ball in the back of the net. But, Barry, reputation on and off the park is top class, and that's why the likes of Newport County, maybe Swansea and Cardiff might send a player or two down to try and help their careers. Because there's no doubt, just talking to somebody before we've done the podcast now, there's a lot of unfortunate, you know, under 23-year-olds who they just drift a little bit in the Football League. And it's much better being in a Football League, obviously, right, because you've got a chance of making a full-time living and all that. But it does not hurt anybody dropping down and getting real games. Goalkeepers, maybe especially, dropping down into the Welsh Premier and getting yourself game time. Game time. You know, your Llanelli's against Carmarthens, your Barry against Caernarvons, they're better games to play in an under-23, sometimes friendlies, mate. And so if you come into the Welsh Premier, it's happened for people in the past and it's done them the world of good, and I think it could happen a bit more.
Now, let's stay in that area. Cardiff Met are always been an enigma this time of year, because we don't really know who's going to turn up and put the boots on for them at times, and new people, new blood come in every year because it's a team around the university, of course. What are you hearing from King Coyd?
I'm surprised how many Christians kept on. He must be giving some teaching jobs away up there. Boy, they'll all be professors by the time they're finished playing for him. They've got, I think they've kept the bulk. I only think they've lost two or three. I've seen Jordan Lamb play for Newport County, by the way, the other night. You know, he was man of the match by a mile when they played Pennebont. So I don't know what's happened with Jordan, whether he's gone or he's coming back, but they've kept the bulk of the squad, even as far, I think, as Roscoe stayed as well, I think. So, you know, they've had a good 2 years. They've nearly qualified for Europe 2 years in a row, and I'm sure Christian and his coaching staff once again will want to crack the last one this time and get in. Maybe automatically, big ask, always a big ask when you know you're going to lose three or four, might be of your better players, but I don't think they've lost a lot, so they could be in a shake-up for top six or Europe once again.
And it will be an automatic position they'll be going for, because I think, like you say, they've twice played the lottery of the playoffs and it's not come good for them, and they will absolutely... I mean, at that stage, do you think not just going about for second, but going to, you know, the mentality of winning the league, because at least that might secure you one of the European spots?
I think you know, they got enough experience now. They're not a new team in the league now. Christian knows the league inside out now. His coaching staff know the league inside out, and his players now. This is their third year now of Welsh Premier. It's about their seventh season together for the bulk of about 10 of them. Young Emlyn will be fit again as well, the centre-back, so I'm sure they'll be keen to kick on, and there'll be some great battles. The more we're talking in this podcast about these teams, you can just see that it's going to be so competitive this year, it's hard to believe.
It is going to create a tight league, like I said. Although I've sort of stuck my neck out and I think Carmarthen will be in there somewhere, I have qualified that by saying, actually, you know, 4, 5, 6 and 7 could be down to that goal difference. And I don't know, in a situation like that, could that be bad in a way? Because it might mean people are playing tighter games and you end up with more 1-1 draws, or you get 2-1 wins. In other words, the goals are not going to be flying in.
Well, You can never tell, really, at the start of the season. Everybody, with the World Cup was just gone, everybody thought it'd be a cagey World Cup. Nobody was, you know, over the moon about it being in Russia, and will teams do this? Will teams do that? And it was a carnival of football. So exactly the same thing could happen the first couple of weeks. There's some great, great fixtures coming up in the next in the next fortnight. So the goals might start flying in at the beginning. You might have tight defences, like you said, 0-0, but it's all the same game. It's all the same game. I hope, you know, working, you know, for Scotty as a commentator, I hope the goals fly in and we see some great goals like we did last season. So, yeah, let's hope the number nines get plenty of goals this season, because I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you get a number nine who gets 20 or a number 10 who gets 20, you won't be far off the top six, and that's almost guaranteed.
Now, when we talk about Cardiff Met, sometimes we talk about them being under the radar and, you know, we don't know much about them and they're being an enigma. I mean, there's another team like that in Mid Wales, isn't there, called Newtown, who continually play the league, continual members of the league, have been to Europe, and yet every season we wonder whether they're going to be a team that are going to struggle at the bottom or actually make one of those European spots. So what have you heard about Newtown this season so far?
Well, I just think it... the man in charge does a great job there, Chris Hughes. And, he's most probably been Mr. Rebuild more than anybody over the last four or five seasons. He got his stalwarts like Craig Williams and company, but I think he's lost a few players again. I see he lost young Kershaw, who I think is a good player. I think it's Kershaw, Gorma, Huey, and to Kevin Druids, and I think he's lost one or two others. So he's continually rebuilding at Newtown. It's a big ask all the time. Seems to do it and always seems to be there or thereabouts. I think it was eighth they came last year, so they did okay. And I think eighth once more for Newtown would be a good return, because I think we all know they're not the big hitters in the money department, but the camaraderie there, what Hughes has created with his players, and there's almost sense of belonging to the Newtown club. Them players will most probably get them over the line again.
Staying in the middle of the country, another team that we always seem to have an opinion on, Aberystwyth. In the past few seasons, let's face it, they haven't been in the right end of the table. Their main backer, I understand, has pulled out after about 25 years of backing them. Nev never disappoints, though, and I wonder whether the Nev factor is the thing that will stop Aberystwyth from being in a battle this season.
Well, I think... Well done, Mike, by the way, too, that we know the man we're on about, but backed Aber for so many years. Brilliant effort by putting that sort of dough into the club for years, and I hope whatever he does now, he enjoys it. They might have a tough job on their hands this year. They had Declan Walker last season, who was absolutely brilliant. You know, he was in the teens with goal scoring from right back. Can he produce another season like that to inspire them? Because he was almost, at some stages last season, a one-man outfit. He was an inspiration to Aber, and, it kept them, a decent season instead of a bad one. So, yeah, I sit on a fence at the moment about Aber, but like you said, Nev and his experience of the league will help, and they could be okay.
That's the best place to sit with Aberystwyth is on the fence, I find. Because yeah, there's a couple of times...
You just don't know what they're going to do next. But a massive football club in this league. When you've been involved in a league, actually, as a manager for a few years, Aberystwyth are a big club. They always will be a big club in this league. And they'll sort themselves out sooner or later.
So that leaves us, by my maths, the teams that represented us in Europe, except for Kevin Drood, who we've spoken about earlier on. Let's talk about Bala. And again, Bala will be disappointed with what happened to them in Europe, wouldn't they?
Yeah, they might be a little bit disappointed, but it's four years in a row now. Sometimes the European results, Mac, unless you really study these as hard as some of these experts do, and the managers will know in the end what they played against and whether they should have got through or not. But sometimes I think people have to understand some of these teams you're playing against. Even back to when I went there with Port Talbot or Camargue, and one of them players who you're playing against might be more than your budget every week. So I know we can knock these clubs and say they didn't do as expected. But when you're talking about this level of European football, unless you actually know the budgets of the other clubs, you never know what you're going to come up against. And you can come up against two or three players who might be more than your budget. They might be getting more than your whole 16 are getting for the season. So I haven't experienced it before. I'm not too quick to jump on people's backs when the results, if we say were a little bit disappointing. Hey, we got the champions. They're still in. Quickly we go on to that against the Red Imps. They're 2-1 ahead, so we all hope they'll get through and just get us another victory. But, yeah, we didn't have a party summer in Europe, but what can you do, Mark? Let's just put it behind us and go again and hope it gets better.
And look, Andy Morrison was delighted with the intensity of the performance at times in their game and was delighted to, when you bear in mind what happened after that in the next round, that Nomads held their own in their round. But it's all about the league now and
Yeah, it all starts again, Mark. I know I'm saying it all starts, and it's really tough. You ask any of these players, you speak to Andy Morrison, you're talking to somebody, like you said, who captained Manchester City and been in the Football League for years and years and years, and he'll tell you how tough it is to get second, third, or win it. Will he want to try and challenge to win it this year? I'm sure he will. Colin Caton, Europe every year for the last 3 or 4 years. Will Colin want a challenge to win? I'm sure he will. Great signing, by the way, Henry Jones back in at Bala. He was a revelation for Bangor a couple of years ago, and he was an excellent player. So great to see him back in the league. But they all got to challenge the big boys, haven't they? TNS, and that will be the scenario. We hope somebody gets close enough to TNS to make it a challenge.
Well, we raised that question at the start of last season, and of course there were two results that made us think TNS were a bit wobbly at the time. For me, I'm looking at the Nomads as possibly being the biggest stroke-only challenger to TNS on that front. Have the Nomads stepped up enough in the past year to make that a possibility?
Well, I think they beat them twice last year, didn't they? And they've definitely become a challenge to them. At the end of the season, they won it. Quite comfortably, TNS, but I don't think there were many thumpings last year. They were for a couple of years ago. There were spates of 6 and 7 nils when people were going to Park Hall, and it was we were getting worried. The gap was getting bigger and bigger and bigger. But I think these clubs and the managers who work so hard are trying to close that gap every year, and the competition is getting stronger. And 1 year, sooner or later, somebody's going to catch them. So, when will it be?
And then finally, let's talk about the champions. Let's talk at the first point about where they are in Europe right now. There would have been a disappointment with that first leg, first round result. But what a fight back for the second leg.
Oh, unbelievable. Unbelievable. You're just willing the ball to go in. They just got that fourth goal a little bit too late. But, like I said, people were counting it. And that's why I don't jump on people's backs too soon. After the 5-0, everybody, straight on, especially the doubters of the Welsh Premier, they hammered us. Oh, 5-0, what an embarrassment. I didn't hear too many chirping after they won 4-0. So they, you know, we went out in the end with pride, and they're performing. You know, they beat the Red Imps last week 2-1. Let's hope Scott's team can go over and get us a result next week now and stay in the Europa League.
Well, it bodes well, doesn't it? Because of course we remember this time last year when TNS looked down and out, and they were playing against a Gibraltarian team, and then they went over to Gibraltar, or Portugal as it was, and they won in through to the next round. So they like playing second. They like scoring a lot in second legs, and they like playing teams from Gibraltar.
Yeah, and Mike Harris likes the sun and these lovely trips. So I'm sure he'll put the pressure on the boys, and they'll have to shape up a bit. The league, everybody in the league is hoping, and you know, Andy Morrison, Colin Caton, the managers who've been around for a while, Nev Powell, and they all want TNS to win next week. Don't worry about that. So everybody wants them to try and get through to the next round of the Europa League.
I find it a bit bizarre, you know. The first leg in the Champions League didn't go very well, but this new format has done TNS a bit of a favour in a way.
You know, I just hope they go to Gibraltar and get a win, because you know it just shows progression of the league.
I tell you what, I wish, part of me wishes that they wouldn't have to go to Cardiff City Stadium.
It's all about the big bucks now, Mark. I think if they could get 10,000, because Burnley or Aberdeen will most probably bring 5,000 down to Cardiff City Stadium, as it being a European game, wouldn't they? And that's what it's all about in these big games.
Indeed. Well, look, I think we've covered all the clubs. I'm sure we've left one out, and we'll be told otherwise. We'll have more wise words throughout the course of the season, and we'll see you soon.
All the best, Mark.